USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Parents may soon have the option of getting their young children vaccinated. The FDA on Friday issues emergency use authorization for Pfizer's vaccine for kids 5 to 11. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona on ABC News.
We know vaccines work. It's the best strategy we have battling COVID-19. And I encourage, when you're eligible, to get vaccinated and breathe a little bit easier, not just because you're vaccinated, but because you know you're protecting those around you.
Pfizer says the vaccine is 90% effective at preventing symptomatic infection. The vaccine still needs CDC approval before shots can be administered. The CDC advisory panel meets Monday. World leaders don't seem confident they'll be able to get as bold of a climate deal as they'd like. The G20 summit underway in Rome, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says it's going to be very, very tough to get the agreement we need. Meanwhile, President Biden planning to press Russia and Saudi Arabia to produce more energy. This is USA Radio News.
It's a MyPillow for the rest of your body. The MyPillow mattress topper. You will sleep well. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't forget, using my promo code USA will save you a bunch of money on anything on the MyPillow website. Christmas is coming. Get ready. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175. I know it's just October, but it's never too early to look for Christmas gifts and give those you love the gift of a good night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, shop for great gifts, including the original MyPillow, MyPillow slippers, mattress toppers, pet beds, and of course my promo code USA will save you up to 66% on anything on the MyPillow website. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA, and give someone a gift that you love.
The investigation into former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo leads to a criminal charge, forcible touching, a misdemeanor. This coming after investigators poured over hundreds, maybe thousands of documents. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple explains why they settled on this charge.
We didn't want to muddy the waters and throw a bunch of charges out there and see which one sticks. This charge fits the allegation and it fits the evidence that was obtained by our criminal investigators.
Cuomo due in court November 17th. University of Southern California admits Friday it mishandled sexual assault allegations against a fraternity. USC's president saying Friday she knew last month of at least five allegations of drugging and sexual assault at Sigma Nu, but those allegations just coming to light in recent days. The Northern Lights may be visible in parts of the continental U.S. this weekend. The U.S. Space Weather Prediction Center says the Aurora Borealis may be visible Saturday night in the far northeast, upper Midwest, and Washington State. The Atlanta Braves take a 2-1 lead in the World Series. They beat the Houston Astros 2-0 Friday night at home, Game 4 Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Capitol Police officer resigns over the January 6th riot. Wendy King has the details.
A Capitol Police officer who was accused of obstructing the January 6th investigation has now resigned. Michael Angelo Riley, who has served 26 years as a U.S. Capitol Police officer, is facing two counts of obstruction of justice. He allegedly tried to help a person on Facebook avoid prosecution for taking part in the January 6th attack. His post on Facebook read in part, "I'm a Capitol Police officer who agrees with your political stance. Take down the part about being in the building. They are currently investigating, and everyone who was in the building is going to be charged." He later deleted his own messages to try to cover his tracks. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
An Iraq War veteran and four-star general gets a new assignment. Tim Berg has more.
U.S. Southern Command is under new command. U.S. Army General Laura J. Richardson becoming the first woman to lead U.S. Southcom, which provides operations for Central and South America and the Caribbean.
But she will tell you that being first doesn't matter when you're focused on being the best. And that's exactly what she is.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, presiding over the change of command ceremony Friday afternoon in Doral, Florida, saying he has complete confidence that General Richardson will continue to make this command better. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.